If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week, subject popcorn. In 5 minutes, popcorn. Dr. Mike, talk about how India's drug business compromises our pills.
Well, India is making a lot of our generic drugs. That is, for example, a lot of the what would be called generic Lipitor. Lipitor is a statin drug that now is sold for $4 a month at Walmart and Costco, etc. And how is it able to be supplied that cheaply? Well, India is making it. And you say, where are they making it? And they're making it in their generic factories. And there appears to be less quality control. And some of them are putting in fact, have a toxin with it that negates the effect of the Lipitor, which is really called atorvastatin. So the FDA has gotten authority from Congress to have 12, if you will, monitors in India. The FDA hasn't said how many they have, but 12 to monitor a huge number of plants, etc., is, it's the proverbial peeing in the ocean. You're not going to make much of a difference. And many of these drugs are coming in that appear to have less effect than the drugs made in the United States.
Why do they make them over there and not here? Because of the cost, company cost?
Yes, it's just inexpensivity.
Hmm. Five foods we're eating wrong. What are they?
One is vegetables. Your mistake is microwaving or boiling them rather than steaming them. Microwaving and boiling destroys the enzyme that is needed to produce one of the better things in cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, arugula, watercress. This enzyme gets destroyed by microwaving and gets destroyed by boiling, but not by steaming. So steam them and eat them or eat it raw. Strawberries and fruit, if you cut it open and let it sit for a little bit, the air and oxygen will destroy some of the antioxidants in it. Tomatoes, eating them raw is a mistake. You want to cook them. We talked about that earlier. Cooking them brings out the ability for you to absorb the healthy active ingredient lycopene. And then frozen produce, you skip over it because it's frozen. It's probably the best and highest in nutrients because they freeze it right there, and it doesn't have to transfer or transport and lose some of its nutrients during that transport process.
Okay.
But we should say that really there's no wrong way to eat vegetables. It's just how to increase the nutrient absorption of it. If you're eating vegetables in general, that's a good step.
I like a slice of tomato on a sandwich now and then, but it'd be better off if we cooked them.
Well, tomato sauce or ketchup is actually, ketchup made without the sugar, is actually a healthier way of getting it. But Joe, any form of fruit and vegetables, that is a tomato slice, is a great choice.
Okay, good. About this woman who won Biggest Loser, won $250,000. Is she a healthy person? She lost all that weight. Is she healthier for it today?
Well, the problem that they've had with the Biggest Loser is that many of the people who lose weight regain it. And the reason is because they're in this rapid weight loss and they don't develop healthy habits. They've just developed healthy habits while they're exercising so hard and eating. And it may change their metabolism in a way that makes them such that they have to eat less when they do eat.
Because weight loss is so individualized, it's not healthy to put people up against each other in a competition situation because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not doing a good job of losing weight. You know, everyone has a different framework and timeline that they work with, and it's much better to just focus on yourself and your own weight loss rather than comparing it and competing with other people.
You probably have to wait to see what she looks like 6 months from now, though, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. There's been previous Biggest Loser winners that have gained basically all of the weight back. I remember seeing a few of them.
Yeah, it's like the Bachelor. They get married on The Bachelor, and 6 months later they're divorced, right? So,
except this is much worse because it promotes inflammation.
Yes.
Weight cycling is very bad for chronic inflammation.
Yes. Much more serious situation. I want to hear about popcorn. Let's go. Let's hear about popcorn. Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
So popcorn has gotten a bad rap, Joe, in past years. First, we find out that a bag of popcorn and a soda at the movies delivers more than 1,600 calories and a nuclear bomb of saturated fat, 60 grams. Then the packaging sheds a chemical, perfluorooctanoic acid, that's a carcinogen or cancer-causing, that lingers in your body. When prepared correctly, though, in an air popper that uses heat, not oil, the 100% whole grain goodie delivers the highest dose of heart-protecting phytonutrients of any grain around. Opt for organic popcorn if you want to avoid genetically modified corn, and add whatever spices, cinnamon, garlic, whatever spices you want. I put on balsamic vinegar. So if you're yearning for a tasty snack, go enjoy 4 cups of fat-free popcorn with only 100 calories and the most fiber you can get in a cup. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Hey, is popcorn bad if you have diverticulitis?
No, that's a old wives' tale. So seeds are bad, nuts aren't even bad. But in other words, the point of this is the wives' tale misled us into having no nuts when, in fact, the nuts are fine. Seeds can sometimes cause problems with diverticuli, but not nuts or popcorn.
Good. Very good. And that's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, if you miss any part of the show at any time, you miss an entire show, you miss a segment, you miss a guest, you miss Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, you never miss it because you can go to RadioMD.com and it's all neatly signed there, the dates of the shows and what the topic is and what the who the guest is, and you're not too far away. And we also want to thank our new affiliate, WELW 1330 in Cleveland, for hopping on board, our terrific affiliates along the way. And don't forget to join us on the email at udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U. docs@gmail.com, or check us out on iHeartRadio Talk. Add You, the Owner's Manual, to your daily pulse for great information. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase 2 bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a 3rd bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive 3 bottles of Nighttime for the price of 2.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good tasting and all natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.
Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith.
There's an experimental cancer drug called dichloroacetate. It shows a lot of promise for fighting cancer.